Leading our news this morning, the Treasurer is laying the groundwork for a debate on taxation reform. Joe Hockey has revealed the government will release a discussion paper early April. Leading businessman Fairfax Chairman Roger Corbett is calling for an increase in the GST. The paper is expected to recommend far-reaching changes to the tax system.
We're releasing a taxation discussion paper at the end of this month and early April, and it will be the beginning of a broader taxation discussion. It's got to be a discussion that is based on the intergenerational report.
Joe Hockey there speaking on Q&A last night. Now, the death toll in Vanuatu has now risen to 24 as aid agencies come to terms with the magnitude of their task in the wake of Cyclone Pam. Vanuatu's president has pleaded for more international help to try to rebuild his shattered country. Authorities still haven't been able to contact Vanuatu's outer islands, which bore the brunt of the cyclone. Police in Melbourne have charged three men with the murder of a man whose remains were found in a river last month. The remains of Brendan David Bernard were found in the Maribyrnong River in the city's west, and they took days to identify. The three men will face court this morning. And the row between Elton John and fashion designers Dolce & Gabbana has caused a storm on social media. The British singer called for a boycott of the fashion label after the pair described children conceived by IVF as synthetic. Other celebrities, including Ricky Martin, Victoria Beckham and Martina Navratilova, have taken to Instagram to support Elton John.